Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. And one of the big headlines you're going to see this morning is what happened to Tommy Lee Jones's daughter. Tommy Lee Jones, I think he's 79, just turned 79 a few months ago, and his daughter, 34 years old, was found at a ritzy hotel by guests. They believe she could have passed out from drinking. They found her, alerted hotel staff. They came up. She was unresponsive on the ground at the hotel. They tried CPR, called for an ambulance, paramedics, unsuccessful. She died at the scene. And it's just kind of this big mystery and tragedy because, you know, 34 years old out at a ritzy hotel. I mean, I don't know much about her in the past, but there's all these different photos of Tommy Lee Jones. We were just talking about No Country for Old Men, and he was, you know, part of that. But you find these things, and it's just sad all the way around. That's one of the top headlines you're going to start seeing, I'm sure, over the next couple of days as people try to figure that out. I saw Will Smith was sued for sexual harassment. That's another headline you'll see. Some of the different things that are trending this morning, it seems like between tariffs and between foreign affairs and between fraud of the government in Minnesota and beyond, there's just a lot to cover. Let's go to the shortlist.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
You took on the Democratic establishment, the Republican establishment, the President of the United States.
Oh boy. Bernie Sanders is a big Mamdani fan. I guess if Bernie Sanders were ever to become president, we're going to see what could have happened to the country under his leadership based on the way New York is going to move here now that Mamdani is their mayor.
I think this was, in many ways, a love song to New York from Mamdani. It was actually quite poetic, the way he talked about the city and our people. And I think that's something that should not be underestimated. He has a unifying voice in terms of love of the city and his neighborhoods, but a very distinct focus on working class New Yorkers.
Very distinct hatred towards people of wealth. It's so funny. Wait until Mamdani starts to amass some wealth, because you know he will. All these different people in Congress where they will get in, they'll insider trade, they'll make a ton of money. You know, their salary is 150 or 250, whatever it is for some of these different congressmen, but their net worth's in the tens of millions of dollars. And you'll say, wait a minute, this don't add up. They're getting their money from somewhere. Just wait until the first articles come out of just how wealthy Mamdani is and the hypocrisy around it.
And we need to be very clear now that we're in 2026 that not all cultures are equal, not all civilizations are equal. We need to be teaching about the virtues of Western civilization. There's a reason that 200,000 Somalis are living in the United States, and spoiler, there are zero Americans living in Somalia.
That is a Harvard alumnus speaking very clearly about not all cultures are equal. Maybe we'll play that full clip after the shortlist, but it's an interesting thought coming from Harvard.
My fellow New Yorkers, today begins a new era. I stand before you, moved by the privilege of taking this sacred oath.
Okay. Which the oath he, by the way, took earlier in the day, and then it was just more ceremonial after the fact. Part of the ceremony, as we mentioned last hour, was all the people upset that showed up to see this, like, ceremonial swearing in, and they said, wait a minute, there's no food, there's nothing to drink, there's no places for us to purchase while we wait anything, because we're hungry, and, oh, if I gotta use the bathroom, there's no porta-johns. So are you telling me that you couldn't have figured this stuff out ahead of time? Which really is indicative of the way Mamdani's going to run New York. You really didn't think that through, did you? That's going to be the new motto of New York. We really didn't think this through. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox. If you want to find me online at Ryan Recker or Ryan Recker Radio. I want to go back to Minnesota and some of the fraud that continues to be uncovered there. And one of the interesting developments here is their independent journalist Nick Shirley being propelled into the national light. And rightfully so. He deserves a lot of this attention in a positive way. Unfortunately, the attention that he's receiving seems to be in a negative way, because what their main contention with Nick Shirley is that, well, you may have uncovered something powerful here, but don't you understand? Now Somalians as a whole are going to be persecuted based on you doing journalism. So you are actually the baddie. You're the bad guy for bringing this up. Why couldn't you just leave these poor Somalians alone? And Nick Shirley has said that he continues to get death threats. He was on a podcast, and people are warning him, and they said, quote unquote, he's going to be Kirked, referring to the political assassination of Charlie Kirk. And this YouTuber, it's just a part of it. I mean, at the age of 23, I'm so impressed with what he was able to accomplish with this documentary. I've seen a lot of 23-year-olds do videos on the streets. They're nowhere near the level of how thorough Nick Shirley is. So Nick Shirley said, I can just show you a video, and I can show you a video of an empty building, and I can say, that's strange. Why is there no one here? He takes it a step further. He says, what we're going to do is pull government documents. We're going to know exactly how much money they're receiving, what services they're offering, when they're offering the services, and we're going to go and we're going to try to talk to these people and to show that there is no services being rendered. I mean, he went through every scenario to prove the fraud is existing in these places, and No, he'll stand by it. Good for him. Early February, when the congressional panel gets together, I think it's going to be important for him to testify. And from what I've seen so far, I know he's going to knock it out of the park. But more and more people are starting to look at this, too. Not as thorough as Nick Shirley, but still, what they decide to do is, you know, I'm going to pull some records and see what I can find that's in the public record. And there's a very popular Twitter account called Libs of TikTok. If you're not familiar with them, they're a good follow, and they could be very funny at times, but someone that is very good as an account to point out the hypocrisies of the left, but in some ways the abuses and the threats of the left, just how violent they are, and including threats to high-ranking officials. They point out very quickly some of these Somalians that are going on now to social media and talking about trying to kill Nick Shirley, kill politicians that are looking into this. Here is this account. And what they did was they decided to kind of show their own little investigation, how easy it is to uncover some fraud. So this was what the video they posted.
So I went down the Minnesota fake daycare healthcare rabbit hole, and I came across this address in Burnsville. And it's basically this building, totally unmarked. We found 9 healthcare companies running out of here. There's for sure more. We only found 9. They all have Somali names.
And to show you, because you're not actually seeing this, if you were to go to the Twitter account and look at it, you'd see it better. But it looks like an apartment building. It's not a place that you would go to for healthcare. It does. It looks like your standard college apartment building.
One of them, Grace Care Center, which is run by Saeed Ahmad. We looked into their website. They claim to have a facility here for kids with autism.
Now they're looking at the website of this said healthcare provider for kids with autism.
This is their site. Tons and tons of red flags. We cure your chill. So if you want your chill to leer, you...
They misspelled child, much like the learning center, the leering center. We... What did it say?
This is their site. Tons and tons of red flags. We cure your chill.
We cure your chill. Okay. So if you're going to withdraw millions of dollars in federal funds and someone out there is going to have to approve this... And you go to the website, because if you can't go and do a site visit, and you go to their website to see if they look legit, and all of it looks like it's AI slop, misspelled, broken English, you're going to sign off on that?
So if you want your chill to leer, you can send them to the Grace Care Center to leer in this Somali leering center.
And again, they show the address on Google Maps, and it looks like a college apartment complex. We're not talking like high-end townhouses or anything like that, because even that is questionable. But no one is getting medical care there. It'd be like you going into a college town and saying, I'm going to bring my child to what looks like was throwing a kegger 10 minutes ago and let them take care of them. No one does. So it took her, I mean, just from the basic resources of what were available through public record, and her just doing a tiny bit of research, was able to find, what was it, 10 or 11 that were in that one building? There was zero oversight here. Absolutely ridiculous. We're going to keep talking about that coming up after the break. And from Fox News Radio, Ryan Schmelz is going to check in with us. First time in the new year. Looking forward to that. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in on the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Cox this Friday morning. It's the day after New Year, and what a wild week it has been. I feel like I've been with you all week, in your mind, too. So if you want to reach me, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook, that's one of the ways you can reach out, at Ryan Recker on Twitter. So this fraud hearing, it's going to continue, and it's not really slowing down, which I'm happy that leading into February, I think that you have a lot of people trying to uncover a lot of things, and it should be a priority. If you're talking about the federal government and billions of dollars being wasted, that's a big deal, particularly when the people have been operating with immunity, and perhaps the people have also thought they had the protection of the politicians that were sympathetic to them during the same time. Here's what I think needs to happen, because let me do this. I'm going to play this clip from Jason Chaffetz, Minnesota fraud hearing, discussing how these congressional hearings are going to play out. This was on Fox News.
James Comer knows what he's doing, and the first thing to do is to bring in the whistleblowers. You have state legislators there that have been sounding the alarm for some time. You have local news reports that go back for years. And so this whole idea and this notion that, remember, you have Keith Ellison, who's the attorney general. Both he and Walz served in the United States Congress while I was there. But they, you have the attorney general saying, he wouldn't have done anything differently. You have the governor who's saying, well, you know, we're setting up task force and, you know, we're trying to put safeguards in place. Oh, really? And then his spokesperson comes out and says, oh, you know what? Donald Trump is trying to muzzle them. No, they're not. They're going to give every opportunity on the record, raising their right hand under oath, and be able to testify and explain to the American people where all of these billions and billions of dollars go, how some 20-year-old journalists can go out there and figure this out in less than a day. And these guys have been on the job for years, wasting our money.
I think the big part of this is you knew this was happening. You had reports going back, 10 years ago. You had journalists and local media that were pointing out these abuses. You knew this was happening. And part of the thing that you find is a common thread here. The abuses were brought up, the abuses were not fixed, and the Democrats that were wanting this money wanted more money. So as opposed to rooting out the fraud and abuse, their solution was, we need to ask for more money because obviously that's how you fund this program. You enabled the system to happen, and I don't think that you have to rule out part of a larger conspiracy, and I hate using the term conspiracy here because I wanted to say that as you start investigating this, and we've seen early reports in Columbus, we've seen places in Washington as well, and when you look at it in healthcare, in housing, in childcare, why is it always Somali owners that are getting caught here? And if you're on the left, you would say it's because you're racist and you're just, you know, looking for only Somalians. Well, I would argue, no, that's not the case. I would say it's kind of interesting that it seems somewhat organized, like the word got out that this is a way to fraud the government and it's working for us and we're not getting caught. So here's what you need to do. It seems like as if this information was readily available to certain people, or there was some sort of syndicate or syndication or what do they call it? Franchising. Maybe franchising is the right word. Because as these other ones pop up, you're finding that this is one of the common threads. And one of the common threads, I don't think, is unrelated to each other. I think there's more to it. And I think that's why they have to figure this sort of stuff out. I also want to know, and when you have the governor go in there, as you were warned about this and you're out there bragging about how great your system was, what have you done to try to stop the fraud after you knew it was happening?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And I think it sounds like very little was done. $9 billion. Now, not to say that the federal government is also immune through all of this. The federal government's got some problems because they were also sending this money out. But I think in some ways they rely on the people who are on the ground. And the people on the ground were failing them. I mean, really, really bad fail. Let's listen to this, too. This was from News Nation, Minnesota Representative Hudson on it.
Is this just the tip of the iceberg?
Well, that certainly seems to be indicated by comments that have happened on more than one occasion from the current U.S. Deputy Attorney, former U.S. Attorney in the District of Minnesota, Joe Thompson. He has said that, indeed, this is the tip of the iceberg. He's also said that he could keep 1,000 prosecutors busy, and he only has 5 available to work on it. He has made the statement that we will never be able to prosecute our way out of this problem, that it's a problem that's going to have to be addressed both legislatively and at the executive level through the state agencies. And so indeed, you know, that admission that we're never going to be able to prosecute our way out of this, what that means is injustice shall stand, that there is going to be a lot of folks who get away with this simply because the depth of the fraud outpaces the capacity of prosecutors to keep up with.
The depth of the fraud outpaces the capacity of the prosecutors. That's how widespread this fraud is. And that's why the federal government's in there. That's why you had ICE come in. And on top of ICE, they were going door to door investigating this. They need to know what's up. And how about Kash Patel coming out and saying the FBI was made aware of this? And during the Biden administration, we're told not to investigate this, meaning we do have records of these whistleblowers and the concerns of people that were investigating this fraud. And they were told not to look into it. So here's where the broader conspiratorial side come in. This information gets out there. People are defrauding the government. Democrats realize they can use this as a way, as an opportunity to import more people that are not from Mexico. So coming in from other places of the world, claiming amnesty inside of the United States, and get them in here, pay for their livelihood in luxurious livelihood, and in return, who knows what they asked for? I would like to know where this money went. When you start to look at the players of these people that were owning these daycares and healthcare centers, you need to audit every single dollar. How much money went back to Democratic causes and Democratic candidates? How much money went overseas and potentially funded terrorist activities? How much money was wasted? How much money was funneled around? How much money was... we want to know what was laundered, what was sent overseas, possibly used for terrorism, and why the politicians knew about this and didn't stop it. And even more so, how about we go back to the Biden administration, why they knew about it and the FBI decided not to act on it. It's quite disgraceful, honestly, all the way around. And News Nation, you know, credit to News Nation. I have been really impressed with them. And I've been saying when it comes to trying to find something down the center, it seems News Nation may be the closest down the center type of organization. It may lean a little bit to the right, but it's mostly down the center. That was a clip from them. They were the ones that were running that. And, you know, I think they're honestly trying to figure out what's going on. And then we run into this, too.
Unfortunately, someone came in to our daycare. We looked and saw what happened, and we saw that the suspect came in from the back, broke in from the back kitchen, and he also destroyed the wall to come in as we walked
and stole all those documents. Okay, at the daycare center, we get it. None of this is lining up. Everyone knows they're lying. If you go back 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, they said, oh, this video is nothing. Oh, actually, that daycare closed down. That's why you don't see anything there. Oh, that's, you know what? Let's go change the sign of a defunct daycare. Oh, no, the daycare is open. Look, there's people dropping off kids. Oh, look, now someone broke in and stole all of our documents. It's all lies. They've been lying all the way around. And they are in so much trouble, rightfully so. All right, Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio joins us after the break on 97.1 FM Talk. Teacher, leave them kids alone. And welcome back. Whoa. I'm Ryan Ranker, filling in for Mark Cox. It's Friday, January 2nd, the day after New Year. And joining us now from Fox News Radio, Ryan Schmelz. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ryan. I prefer to be referred to as Ole Miss alumni Ryan Schmelz this morning.
All right, you need to give us a rundown here. So I just read the headline, and keep in mind, I don't pay attention to sports as much as I used to. So the headline is, Ole Miss Georgia Sugar Bowl thriller ends with delayed celebrations as officials demand last second be played. How did this go last night?
Oh, man. Okay. So this was quite weird and might be a little complicated, too. So, you know, Georgia was trying to do the whole lateral thing at the end of the game after they got the kickoff. they threw this like lateral behind, like across the field, and then the ball rolled out of bounds, like in the end zone, and it was a safety. And so Georgia had to kick the ball off, and so all Ole Miss had to do was fall on the ball or just like tap it, and the clock would have hit zero. But instead, the players forgot to do that, and Georgia fell on it. So they actually recovered an onside punt, which I've never seen in my life.
Onside punt.
So, yeah, so while the Ole Miss players were celebrating, and there was like a little bit of confetti that fell down, like they were starting to pull the stage out, the refs like sent everyone back to the sidelines again, and Georgia got to run one more play. So I got a couple more minutes of anxiety just because of that. But fortunately, Georgia did not score on that play, and Ole Miss ended up winning.
All right, so in that moment, you're watching this, the wild roller coaster of emotions going through you. Were you yelling and screaming? Were you getting into it that way?
It was pretty intense. Let's just say that. Yeah, I mean, like we weren't yelling about that. It was more just like, oh no, like if anyone's going to lose in this fashion, it'll be us. But fortunately, that did not happen. So I'm actually on the board for the DC Ole Miss alumni, and we have a watch party at Mission Navy Yard here in DC. And so I was hosting last night, and we all left very happy.
Yep. Do you remember that old photo of when there's President Obama, Hillary Clinton, them in the Situation Room, and they're watching the raid to get Osama bin Laden? And was that what it was like when you're around a group and you're watching the last play of the Sugar Bowl and your team, all they got to do is hold on to it. They got to stop Georgia. Is that what it was like watching it in silence?
Some people know, but some people were already celebrating. I think some people forgot that it was even like the game wasn't over yet. Like we had to like kind of like, hey, y'all, like, yo, we still got one more play. And people are just like, nah, we got this. We won. It was like a very unlikely play for Georgia's score on, you know, it was like a 90, like one play left ball at the 90 yard line or something like that. So like there are people who were, you know, kind of like, ah, we're good. But others like, no.
So
I was like Obama and Clinton in that picture, but like just imagine them, but then you got like people like partying in the background, like waving pom-poms and throwing things in the air. That's kind of how that picture was. So you just put a green screen behind them and then like animate something, some craziness happening. That's probably what it was like.
Yep. Well, I mean, it is 2026. I think Notre Dame has predicted this would happen. There's a lot of people that were talking about their predictions for the year. You know, and I know you're looking forward to 2026. And I have to say, are we the only fools working on the day after New Year? Because you were telling our producer, Drew, here that normally you're a guy that's in demand. You're doing all these different radio hits. But today we're your only one, which leads me to believe we're the only two people working.
It might be that way, you know. Day after New Year's is a, but we have a fascinating podcast series of shows for the Fox News Rundown from Washington. So I had to be here to make sure we filled that in. But yeah, no, it does feel like it is a little quieter. You know, New Year's happened on a weird time this year, like it being a Thursday. So I guess it's like, okay, so do employers get people off Wednesday and Friday, or do they make them come in? You know, it's kind of like a weird time, right?
Right. And, you know, working at a radio station, here's what happens. And I bet you can sympathize with this. We get an email from the general manager that says, you've all worked really hard, so if you can, go ahead and just take the rest of the day off. Feel free. You can work from home if you need to. And every single person that is on air is exempt from that. It's basically an email that goes out to the sales staff. And you always feel like they get all the exceptions, and here we are working on the holidays.
Yeah. So as you're saying this, I'm pulling up the map or the 2027 calendar. Uh-huh. Like 2027 is going to be off just because Christmas is on a Saturday. There's going to be like no benefit to Christmas in 2027.
Wait, 2026 or 2027 next year?
2027. 2026 Christmas will be on a Friday. But 2027, Christmas is going to be on a Saturday.
Yeah. Then what do they do? Well, you're in trouble
then
now.
No one has off yet. No, you don't get any days off.
Well, they say the Mayan calendar was off by a little bit, so maybe we don't have to worry about it. And it's all for naught. But looking into 2026, there's going to be a lot of congressional battles, and it seems like they just added a new battle onto it with all of the emphasis on trying to root out fraud and abuse. We had Doge and Elon Musk last year, and that got a lot of attention. But now we're going into a potential another government shutdown. And on top of that, they're saying billions of dollars worth of fraud when it comes to child daycares, healthcare centers, housing, things like that. It seems like there's all these different battles that keep popping up for Congress to investigate.
We're getting started off very quickly. We're hitting the ground running. Let's just put it that way. Yes, we've got a government funding battle that with funding expiring at the end of January. The minute lawmakers get back next week, you've got the healthcare issue still unresolved. And then, yes, we're expecting potentially some officials from the state of Minnesota to be coming to Capitol Hill to speak about fraud and what's been going on. We'll see if the House Oversight Committee is able to land Governor Walz and some of the other big names there. But, you know, a subpoena could be able to get them in there pretty easily. So, yeah, it's going to be very, very active the minute we get back here.
What do you think is going to happen with these Obamacare subsidies? You think that's going to be the big thing that holds up the government, perhaps another shutdown?
Potentially. I think it really depends on, you know, the appetite that people have for another shutdown, and whether or not that's something that really people are going to be willing to go through again. I think one thing that could be different is that these appropriations bills, at least the next four that they could be voting on soon, you know, they've been negotiated behind closed doors, and that includes Republicans, Democrats, you name them. And you know, the one of the Democrats in charge of negotiating on the Senate side is a member of their party leadership. So, you know, it seems like, you know, if they were to finish these bills, you know, why would Democrats hold them up for that reason, especially if they're able to get some wins on their side? So So we'll see what ultimately happens when they finish negotiating and all that. But, you know, there's still a lot of things to get resolved. And yes, this healthcare issue is still lingering out there. And of course, Chuck Schumer remembers all the flack that he got, both from the most recent government funding battle, but also the one that happened right once President Trump took office.
Yeah. And it's so interesting with the healthcare stuff, because originally they said they would revisit some of these things. It doesn't seem like they've been revisited. But of course, things going on behind the scenes always could mean we're just not knowing about it. But the other side of it is they could always retroactively add these things. And they do that all the time, meaning it goes back to an earlier date and then it's taken care of, meaning if someone's worried about right now that the whole year is going to be like this, it may not actually be the case.
Yeah. And I've kind of said, too, one of the things that to watch out for here is, are Democrats going to be willing, or at least enough Democrats, be willing to take yes and no for an answer? And what I mean by that is, you know, are they going to be willing to take a watered down version of what they've been asking for? What they've been asking for is a 3-year extension of the health care subsidies with no significant reforms. But will they take a 1-year extension? Will they take a 2-year extension? Will they take some of the reforms like the income caps that have been proposed in many cases on a bipartisan basis? And if they're willing to do that, that improves the chances of something getting passed. And are they willing to say, take no for an answer, which is, yes, we're going to accept that we aren't going to be able to get the 3-year extension that we've been pushing for? So, yeah, if those things fall in line, you know, there could be a situation where they do pass some type of extension of the healthcare subsidies.
Yeah, and healthcare, I think everyone understands healthcare is screwed up in the United States. There needs to be some changes to fix the system, and even across the aisle, they understand that. Just how do you accomplish it? One of the things I think Republicans, and this is the tough thing that I think Republicans put into into their strategy, which is, we're going to offset the cost in other ways. So we'll lower taxes and we'll give you credits here and we'll do this. And by the end, it's a net wash. It never works out that way. And on the same side, on the Democratic side, they'll say, you know, we'll root out some of these problems. They never do. And it just gets more expensive when they say it's going to get cheaper. And it seems like nothing gets done. Maybe that's just part of getting old, when you realize that nothing ever gets done. They always they talk more than they act. And I don't know if that'll ever fix anything.
Yeah, and also we got to keep in mind that when we talk about the Obamacare tax credits, it's something that impacts 20 million people, which is roughly, you know, 5 to 6% of the population. So, yes, I mean, that's 20 million is still a lot of people, but also it's not a lot of people, too, because there are people who don't get impacted by this. So, it's one of those issues where, there's definitely a need to do something and to ensure that the significant amount of people don't see an increase in their premiums, but it does not impact every single American. And that's where some of these things fall. It's like, okay, well, will this tax policy actually impact me? Will it not? Will this healthcare policy impact me? Will it not? There's all those questions anytime something gets passed, which is, how many people does this truly impact? And are you at home going to actually be impacted by this?
Do you think the fact that this year is a midterm year means there's indications they're going to dig in deep?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Potentially. Yeah, I think that's always... When Marjorie Taylor Greene decided to step away, that's which one of the things she was alluding to, was that she didn't feel that the next year, which is this year, 2026, was going to be a year that much was going to be accomplished because the midterm, pressure was going to start to build in. And she believes that whenever there's a midterm, that means not much gets done. Some would beg to differ, but that is kind of one of the lingering things, which is, okay, well, how will the midterm pressure and that the fact that we're in that battle now, how is that going to impact how legislation gets passed on Capitol Hill or how the White House behaves?
Right. All right. So what happens to your Ole Miss next?
We play Miami in Arizona for the semifinal for the college football playoffs. And keep in mind, we are actually ranked above Miami. We're the 6th seed. Miami is the 10 seed. But Miami looked pretty dang good against Ohio State this week. But look, I mean, we beat Georgia, which is a powerhouse and probably the premier program in college football right now, if it's not Ohio State. So it's going to be a fight, but I think I'm feeling confident with it. Let's go.
Yeah. I don't have a preference, honestly. I'll root for Ole Miss just for you, and I won't feel bad if Miami wins, mostly because they beat Ohio State, and that makes me happy. But I'll be rooting for Ole Miss more than anyone else for you.
Good. I appreciate that, Ryan. And, we got to keep it in the SEC. Let's go.
Ryan Schmelz, thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year, Ryan. Thank you.
He's with Fox News Radio. He's a real one, and I always enjoy those conversations. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Riker, filling in 97.1 FM Talk. It's the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Riker, filling in, and what a morning it is to fill in. Ryan Schmelz is fantastic. We got a couple of great guests that will join us next hour, too. So we're going to end out strong. I saw the story about Zelensky says the peace deal is at 90% ready in his New Year's speech. Ukraine is truly doing everything. I would say Ukraine is doing its best, all things considered. They have their back up against the wall, and they fought off Russia honorably. And part of it is that they don't deserve to lose anything out of this. I mean, Russia's in the wrong. But at some point, you have to realize the only way you can stop people from dying is to accept a loss on the battles to win the war. And I think that's what they've come to the conclusion. Not everyone wants to conclude that. Part of it, it's kind of hard. There's when you go through the stages of grief and you lose, in this case, territories, there's a point where sometimes you have to come to acceptance in order to move on with the rest of your life. And if the acceptance portion of it means that you're no longer going to have to worry about your house getting bombed at night while you're sleeping with your children, then that is going to have to be the answer. You'll have to accept it, that this is just part of the conditions for it. I don't know if Russia is going to or not. I don't know how Russia wants to handle it moving forward. I guess we're going to have to see. If you can get one side to agree to it and Russia comes to the table and they want to do something else, then we got ourselves a showdown, and that's not fantastic. This is going to be a difficult one, and who would have imagined, going back to looking at the scenarios, that getting peace in the Middle East would be easier than getting peace between Russia and Ukraine? Isn't that something? Well, not to say it was easy by any means, but what I'm saying is, how is it that we're finding a ceasefire and peace happening between Israel and Gaza and these terrorists that you could say we got to disarm the terrorists, and they can have and live and survive and exist on their own, but you can't have them coming up and trying to kill Jews, and that would be okay. So they come to the ceasefire, they're looking at a long-term peace deal, and that would be accomplished before Russia and Ukraine, after all the history between that region forever and in a lifetime of fighting, and generations of fighting, and centuries even. Before we go to break two, I wanted to play this, and I mentioned this in the last hour. There's a commentator by the name of Scott Adams, Republican guy. He's someone that I supported Donald Trump and, you know, supported Elon Musk and all these different sort of causes. But Scott Adams was primarily known for the comic strip Dilbert. Dilbert was this international sensation. It was, you know, they made books, they made cartoons about it. And a lot of people loved Dilbert. I mean, it was part of pop culture and everyone knew what it was. And Scott Adams, his creation, rose to prominence. It wasn't until later years that he was known as the Dilbert guy that also had some political commentary, and mostly conservative political commentary, that a lot of people started to reject him because of that. But fine. In recent 6 months or so, he's got a poor diagnosis, and he said things aren't going so hot. He gave an update yesterday, and the update was not great. I wanted to let you know how he's doing.
Okay. I will give you a little bit of a heads up. I talked to my radiologist yesterday. He was working on the day before New Year's, and it's all bad news. So the odds of me recovering are essentially zero. I'll give you any updates if that changes, but it won't. So there's no chance I'll get my feeling back in my legs. And I've got some ongoing heart failure, which is making it difficult to breathe sometimes during the day. But at the moment, I can breathe, and I'm not in any pain. However, you should prepare yourself that January will be probably a month of transition, one way or the other. Now, I haven't made any decisions, but it was all bad news. No good news at all.
That breaks your heart. Prostate cancer that continued to spread. And when he gives an update to people online, because he gave a lot of updates. He did podcasts, video casts. He understood the power of the social media platform, so he communicated in many different ways. But for him to come out and say, for those of you who have enjoyed my work over the years, I want you to prepare yourselves that you're not going to get too many updates from here on out. I might have a hard time breathing. I might not be able to breathe on my own. It's all bad news from the doctor. They're saying no chance of recovery, essentially zero, as he continues to battle prostate cancer. I want you to send well wishes to Scott Adams while you can. And how hard is that as a human being, you know, as someone with a family, to come to the realization that the end is near? And he's trying to prepare his fans, the people that he's communicated with so clearly and freely with over the years, that you just need to be prepared that this may be one of the last times. That's a tough, tough thing to do when he's thinking about other people and not himself in a case like that, because it sounds like he's come to peace with what's happening to him. He said he's come up with a plan for when things go downhill, and he knows what's going to happen next. That was a really sad update from Scott Adams yesterday. But if you didn't know, maybe you can go send him some well wishes on social media, as I'm sure he'll still see it, at least at this point. We have another hour of the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker filling in. If you want to find me online, at Ryan Recker, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. Don't go anywhere on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.